Well, it's going to get intense and it's going to get physical Saturday night. Nick Smith tells me, by the way, that not in the main parking lot at Door 4 Brewing Company on Saturday, but behind it, inside, you know, Marquee Beverage behind it, much bigger parking lot area, inside the gated area. That's where the showdown goes down on Saturday night. 01 USA presenting the Brewery Beatdown, hosted by 01 USA. And, of course, our friends at Door 4 Brewing Company. Saturday night at 7, we'll tell you a little bit about everything. First of all, we get a chance to chat former WWE star with 01 USA. Hornswoggle joins us on the Garden Family Restaurant Hotlines. How's it going, sir?
How are you guys?
Oh, man, we're good. We're good. How's life?
Life is very, very good. Can't complain. No one would listen anyways, right?
Yeah, that's true. They'll just think you're whining. You wake up every day in pain?
For a former WWE guy, it usually happens that way, but I'm not one of them.
There's probably some complaining every now and then. You wake up every day in pain, man? You've been wrestling quite a while.
You know, I always say I'm 33, feel like I'm 50 at times, but it's all right. I love what I do.
How did this become your future? You're a Wisconsin guy, right? Oshkosh,
God's country. Yep,
God's country. You just love the sport, love the action.
Yeah, since I was four, it's all I wanted to do. And it's just kind of like control, like not like had this control over me, and I loved it so much for my whole life. So it's all I know. That and working at Target is literally all I know.
You got them both. You got them both down like an expert, though. Then probably, right?
I do.
Where you live now?
Still Oshkosh. My whole life.
No kid.
Born and raised here. I've never moved. It's home. It's just I always say I've never been all. I've been all around the world, and no other place feels like home.
How long were you technically under the WWE roster?
2 weeks under 10 years.
Wow, that's an amazing run. You never got all Hollywood in that time and said I got to move to L.A. or the East Coast or anything in that time though.
There's no seasons out there, man. It's either hot or hotter out there, and the only place I'd go is Orlando, just for Disney's sake. But my son's here, my family and my friends are here. This is home.
That's awesome.
I love it here.
How your career? What, you know, if when you look back and you're still on it. But when you look back on your career and you know, say when you're 50, 60 years old, actually not just feeling like it, you know what? You've got a lot of memories in there. Success, happy? I mean, is this mind-blowing? What will you think back on?
So, quick plug.
Yeah.
Because I have to. I have a book that's being released September 10th.
Awesome.
Life is short and so am I. It's kind of the story. It's obviously the story of me. I'm actually going to have some advanced copies in Decatur on Saturday.
Oh, cool.
But it's, you know, one of the biggest things is I was with my stature, I shouldn't have made it. Obviously.
Yeah.
I'm not this 6 foot, 250 pound, you know, musclehead, like most WWE superstars. And then when I was 4 years old, I had major back surgery and it paralyzed me.
Wow.
From the waist down. And it was always just still my dream. All I wanted to do in my whole life. So I kind of, you know, the first thing that the doctor said to me was no trampolines and no contact sports. And in a weird way, obviously I'm kind of, you know, throwing the middle fingers up and
yeah.
I don't care. It doesn't matter to me. You know, if you go through life worrying about that stuff, you can't live, you know, it would keep me from being happy and loving what I do.
You're listed at 4'5". I know you've answered, yep. You know, I want to talk to you and ask you questions you haven't asked 1,000 times, but a few of these are going to be obvious because the challenge to get to the top of the world of wrestling, like you mentioned, the stature, you weren't supposed to do it. How do you think you did it? I mean, how did you break down the odds of just being one of those guys that got there when there was no expectation?
I always say I was lucky. And that's the truth. To be honest, that's the truth of it.
Yeah.
Right place, right time. Ken Anderson, Mr. Kennedy, he trained me in Green Bay, trained me to wrestle. And then he was working for WWE and they were looking for a guy like me. And he put the word in. When I was initially hired, they told me it was going to be a 6-month stint. And somehow I made it 2 weeks under 10 years.
Man, that's amazing. That big E at the end of it is entertainment when it comes to WWE. What do you tell a young wrestler? Most importantly, you got to be able to wrestle, or most importantly, you got to be entertaining?
Most importantly, you just got to learn.
Yeah.
Never stop learning.
Everything.
Like I run a school back home here in Oshkosh, and a company. I run an independent company and a training school. And I tell all my students the first day, I said, none of you are going to make it to WWE. And they all kind of look at me like, oh, this is kind of stiff. But I said, if that's your goal, like, if that's your goal, awesome. That's your dream, great. But no one can accomplish that by being good or being, you can be the best wrestler in the world.
Yeah.
Every day WWE is going to hire you. So make little goals and keep learning. The minute you stop learning is the minute in your mind you know too much, so you should just quit.
Yeah.
And obviously your ego is taken over and you think you know everything. Like in, but that in all honesty, that goes for every job.
Sure. Career.
If I'm a lawyer and I think I know it all, obviously I think I'm the best in the world at that. I should just quit because obviously I've done it all in my mind.
You did you have a chip on your shoulder? You know, did you go with that underdog mentality, or was it more just love and desire to help push you?
No. When I got trained, I never wanted to be a midget wrestler.
Yeah.
I always wanted to just be a small wrestler.
Yeah.
I never wanted. I always say I didn't get trained to bite butts. but now it happens every match. But it's no. That was always kind of my thing. I never wanted to be just a midget wrestler. And it's still kind of a mindset of mine, is I don't want to be that stereotype. I just want to be a pro wrestler. I got trained to pro wrestle.
Oh, you certainly did.
Talk about, if you can, I'm sure you've been asked this before, but crowd pops. You've been on in the ring with DX and in the ring with, you know, a lot of the gigantic superstars of WWE. What is that like to be in the ring when that crowd explodes, when these people come out? What is that like?
I mean, it's not a big deal or anything, but Stone Cold has never pinned Vince McMahon, and Hornswoggle has. No big deal. No, man, that's you know, it's the easiest answer, and the such a cliche answer. That's what we work for. Mm-hmm. But it's really kind of true at times. That's, you know, if there's a crowd of 9 people and no one's making noise, it makes it a job. Like, it makes it work then,
yeah.
Rather than, you know, if you get a reaction to a few things, it makes you really want to push through and keep going, and it makes you love it.
Yeah, high school football kicked off Friday here, and some of what Matt and I were talking about was the roar of the crowd.
Yes.
The adrenaline push you get, and we're not even playing anymore. It's been 20 years, so I mean, I can't imagine doing it in something as I would call artistic as wrestling can be. I'm not gonna lie to you and tell you that I'm a wrestling fan still, but I mean, you meet fans of all ages now, I'm sure. And do you tour more now? Do you maybe get to meet more people since you're not on that main stage and maybe hidden?
Yeah. You know, you kind of talked about that age group. Sorry to go off topic a little bit, but I always say that professional wrestling is truly the biggest entertainment source there is, because you have fans from 4 years old to 94 years old.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, no, Broadway doesn't have that. My son, who's 9, doesn't care to go to a Broadway show.
Yeah.
But yet he wants to go to pro wrestling. You know, SpongeBob, this, you know, 80-year-old person isn't going to care about watching SpongeBob. But an 80-year-old person may like professional wrestling.
Sure.
So it literally encapsulates all people of all age, you know, sex, orientation, everything. But yeah, now it's pretty awesome. I get to make my own schedule. When I want to be home, I can be home. When I want to be gone, I can usually be gone. And it's just, it's awesome. Like, I'm driving to Decatur on Saturday morning after I run a show Friday night in Oshkosh. I'm just getting me and my best friend, Nick Colucci. He's coming down with me to wrestle on the show. And we're driving down, and it's, we're going to hopefully drive home that night.
Yeah.
It's fun.
You get back to the family. You're not. I assume it was pretty long stints away from home.
Yeah, WWE. I mean, there was times it was, you know, some tours of 17 to 21 days at times overseas, and those get to be long. You know, mm-hmm. My son was born, and WWE was nice enough, very very nice enough. They gave me 2 weeks off, and it was very nice. But then it was 2 weeks old, and I was on a tour like a week later.
Wow. So that takes its beating then.
Yeah,
emotionally.
But it's the love of it. It's WWE is the biggest thing going.
and it's just,
it's cool,
man. I'm so lucky, and I talk about it. You know, I talk about it in the book. I have nothing negative to say about them. They let a guy that shouldn't have made it for 10 years and live literally his dream. Make my grandfather, make my dad so proud of me.
Yeah.
Make my son be able to like grow up in this business. Essentially, like
sure.
9 years old, he's selling merch. He's putting up rings. He's doing everything. At nine, yesterday we had to go to the ring at my training school. We had to go for an hour. He goes, I want to try some stuff.
Cool.
He called at 9 years old. He called a 4 minute match to me. He goes, all right, this is what we're gonna do.
Wow.
And I said, okay, let's go. And he's just calling it. And it's crazy because that's all. I mean, it's
mom's okay with this, but of course she knew what she was getting into.
Mom knows that, you know, end of the day, he's going to do it anyways, probably. grandma sure doesn't like it very much. And I send her videos of him jumping off the top rope. So, that's why I make sure to send her even more of said videos.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Going.
Yeah. So you set some stuff on fire. Just send that before he never actually really does it.
It really is. It's just, I love it.
That's cool. Saturday night, you get a chance to see Hornswoggle at Door 4 Brewing Company, 1214 West Sorogordo Street. I tell people Marquee Beverages is across Eldo from the Milliken football field.
I didn't realize this was at a brewery, and now that makes me even happier.
Oh, yeah.
But maybe I won't be driving.
Yeah, you're going to. They've got, 40, 50 tappers?
You
get done and come in, and I you know, there's wrestling fan nerd. There's fancy football fan nerd. I'll be running a fantasy football draft inside, so come on in and I'll buy your first one.
At your age, shouldn't football be the last thing you're fantasizing about?
Yeah, unless you like to gamble. Gambling's really the core root of the problem.
I've done a couple shows at breweries, and they're
that's awesome.
I love them.
And outdoors, we've had great weather lately. It looks like it's lining up to be a great night. First row tickets are $25. I'm assuming these are still available. I'm just kind of reading this off the poster.
Yeah.
Second row tickets are $22. Third row tickets are $20. All other seating is general admission, and they're $18 a ticket. So I'm guessing three rows of seats around, and then probably some bleachers. Should be pretty cool. Tell me about the card a little bit. Do you know these guys very well in 01 USA? I mean, are you up and comers?
I know a few of them, this is what I love about independent wrestling is you see, you know, a year, 2 years from now, you could see these guys on television.
Yeah.
How wrestling is going nowadays. You could see them on NXT. You could see them on Impact possibly. And you know, it's just, that's why I love, man, I love independent wrestling.
Yeah.
It's so fun to me because I get to go out there and just have fun and just interact and, you know, if I don't start the match till 3 minutes in because I'm messing with the crowd and having fun, they're okay with it because I don't have time restraints.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. You've been at the top of the mountain, so you got to love doing it because you're still doing it. And even though you're not on TV, you're coming down to Decatur on Saturday night.
I am. And it's now it's like I keep saying, it's fun for me. It's fun to keep checking things off my bucket list too. Like, just weird experiences. I would have never thought when I got trained in 2003, I would wrestle in a brewery in Decatur, Illinois.
Yeah.
But I'm really like truly, truly looking forward to it. It's going to be a good time. I'm very excited for this show.
How many matches do we know?
No, hopefully so everyone can get in the brewery. There's like maybe six or seven at most.
Gotcha.
I always run my shows. If I have eight matches, I hate it because it's just like, oh man, A, the fans, you don't want to tire them out. B, I'll be honest, I want to get to the bar after the show.
There you go. Why not? With the fans, even.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, if people can't get your book, I think that sounds fascinating. Just the inside story of anybody that has gotten to the point of achieving their dreams. Where can people get it next? You said next Tuesday.
You can actually, it's up for pre-order right now on Amazon. Life is short, and so am I. Also, it's on ecwpress.com. It releases next Tuesday, which is I just saw that, and I today I just noticed. I was like, man,
we talk about, you know, I keep talking about bucket list stuff. I never thought I would write a book.
Right.
So this is just another crazy thing that's happening. Kofi Kingston and Curt Hawkins, WWE champion Kofi Kingston, which is even crazier. They wrote, they're my two best friends from WWE, and they wrote the forewords.
So cool.
It's really cool. And I didn't even approve them. I said, please write them if you could, but I don't want to see them until the book comes out.
Nice.
And I just saw them 2 weeks ago for the first time, and it was like a roast of Dylan.
Nice.
But I wouldn't have it. I truly wouldn't have it done any other way. And they're my best friends, and it was awesome.
How long did it take you to write the book?
3 years. It was so much work.
Oh, now you know it's good.
So much work.
If you just said, I did it on a weekend, then it might be kind of crappy.
But I'm so proud of this this project. My mom called me and she goes, well, I knew everything about your life, I thought. And there was a lot of things that I didn't know. You I didn't approve of, but she goes, you had me crying tears of joy, which is, it's just that's all that matters. In all reality, that's all that matters is I want to tell my story, and everyone that reads it, I say, does it sound like me? And they said, yeah, it's literally like having a conversation with you. And I said, that's perfect.
Well, that's cool.
I'm just very, very proud of it.
And people can pick it. A few people can pick them up on Saturday. You going to sign them for them?
Pick it up Saturday. I'll have hats, T-shirts, and jerseys, and books.
There you go. There you go. You're an author now. Congratulations on everything, man.
That's another thing I kind of laugh at. I never thought, you know, how you know, not very good I did in school. I would be an author, but it's pretty awesome.
Yeah, send one to your English teacher.
Exactly.
My gosh. Have fun, man. Keep living life the way you're doing it. It's great talking to you. I just love that we could have a normal conversation, and you're going to be down here putting on a show on Saturday, and I know Decatur can't wait.
We'll see you guys in Decatur.
Take care, man.
Later.
He's Hornswoggle.